What's up, everybody? This is Tanner from TMNBaseballFan.com. Hope everybody's doing well out there. As you probably know, if you follow me on social media, I actually try to post almost every day when it comes to a special custom project to showcase it, to kind of show what I've done, possibly what I could do for you, that sort of thing. Every now and then, I get somebody saying, like, I don't understand. Why would you cut up something to just make something worthless out of it? And I wanted to address that. There's somebody on Twitter tonight that they commented on somebody that had been waiting for 3 years for a special Bryce Harper card from Panini. Well, instead, Panini ends up sending them this very plain looking booklet of some pitcher, I don't even know who it is, with a signed faux baseball cover and then I guess a couple patches or something. And somebody wrote and they basically were saying, hey, listen, you know, don't worry about this stuff. Go to Tanner, have him do something like really cool instead. And yet, you know, the problem is that custom cards, no matter how much I want them to be quote-unquote valuable, I'm not saying they're not, will never have book value. I would say they'd never show up in Beckett price guide or anything, but they have. Back when I was featured in 2015, I think it was. So, but unfortunately not the price list. And that's okay. What I like to think of for custom cards is more of art. And that's what I think it kind of boils down to, like what I do day to day. I consider myself equal parts custom card artist or custom card maker and artist. And because there's not like, I'm not just like printing off a bunch of cards and chopping them up and you know, putting them for sale. I'm being commissioned on a daily basis by people. They want to create something really special, noteworthy, centerpieces for their collections. That's what I love to do. I'll kind of go over a few of them that I've done recently, and I've really loved them. So, one of them recently was a Star Wars booklet. Now, this wasn't any ordinary Star Wars booklet. This was actually somebody that reached out to me and wanted me to create something special for their wife. And their wife is goes by the name of Jedi Jen. And as you can tell, she loves Star Wars. So we're going to make something very special for her. And it was going to be something that was not just a run-of-the-mill thing that you would pull out of a pack. In fact, what this is going to be was this is going to be something like the size of a greeting card. So probably about 4x6, and you open it up, and it's closer to 8x6 at that point. But on the inside, it has four embedded autographs. You have Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Frank Oz, he's the guy that played, that did the voice for Yoda, and Carrie Fisher. So, very valuable signatures that are about to be cut up. So I think there's probably $2,100 that he paid for just the signatures. And one of the signatures was on a card, like a pack pulled card. And it was a very expensive card. And so no doubt there's going to be people that say, what, this doesn't make sense. You're destroying cards for nothing. Well, I would counter that with thinking that, with saying, you know, I hope that this will be the centerpiece of Jedi Jen's collection. A piece that is something that could not be pulled and that could not be duplicated or anything like that. The front of it actually has her name on it, and the back has a fun little custom inscription, and it's just a a neat thing. I really loved how it turned out. And, you know, it's things like that that, you know, for, you know, it's got her name on it. So there's not going to be a whole lot of people that will, you know, want it down the road anyways. Not like she'll want to sell it unless she wants to, you know, have the signatures cut out and repurposed for something else, which obviously, you know, that's doable too. So, you know, but that's a neat thing. And I think that, like, I think that her husband is going to be greeted with a big hug and kiss after they, after she sees this, though, because it's a really neat piece. Somebody else sent me something recently. It was a napkin that Derek Jeter signed. And so here's the story of it. Guy, which is my customer, and his sister-in-law went to some food court or shopping mall or something, and the sister spotted Derek Jeter. She was afraid to go up to him, so her brother did the dirty work and got a napkin, and Derek Jeter inscribed it to her with her name, personalized it, and signed right on the napkin. I think it was like a Starbucks napkin or something. And, you know, so the sister has unfortunately passed away, but the brother was back in possession of this signature and sent it to me to do something really special with. So I created a jumbo out of it, and it came out real nice, you know. And it's not just these that, you know, obviously inscriptions and personalizations, that sort of thing, you're going to have a very limited audience, right? But then there's people that will send me like a signed cut pieces of paper from Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle or Joe DiMaggio or Jackie Robinson. And they're sitting in a PSA slab, but they're not really a whole lot to look at. So, you know, what they want is they want something that's aesthetically pleasing. Something that they love looking at. Not just that they love looking at, but that they can't take their eyes off of. And that's what I try to create in each and every one of my pieces that I design. And so, yeah, so there's definitely not going to be a book value on these types of cards. But the value from an art perspective definitely tells a different story, I think. And I've done so many of these cards, especially this past year. I've really ramped it up because it's really kind of become more of my full-time gig now, which has been wonderful. I've been really loving being able to design things and create new things that, you know, you simply won't find from the card companies, which is really cool. So, and by the way, if you don't follow me, check me out on Instagram at instagram.com/tanmanbaseballfan, youtube.com/tanmanbaseballfan as well. And yeah, I try to post, like I said, almost every day. It doesn't work out that way all the times, but but I try to. And a lot of it's mostly new material. Every now and then I'll try recycling some old pieces because I'm just really proud of several pieces I've done in the past. I actually did a Babe Ruth sweet spot signed autograph baseball. I didn't have to cut the ball myself, thankfully. But it was actually formerly in the collection of, I believe it was the president of Upper Deck, and they were going to put it in as the first Babe Ruth signed sweet spot card, if I remember correctly. Back in, I don't know if it was like 2001 or 2003 or something. They didn't because they ended up finding a better version of a ball to use. So that ball, the cover of it at least, made its way to me, and I was able to create something really cool with it. And yeah, it was a blast to do. And again, you know, the owner of it is now able to see something much more nice on their shelf than just the face of a baseball. So, yeah. So there it is, you guys. And also, it's kind of fun to be able to do things where, you know, maybe a couple athletes either don't know each other, don't like each other, or have no bearing on who the other one is, but they have a tremendous amount of meaning to the collector. So it's fun to be able to marry those two as well. And one other example that I like to do is I like to do fan inserts. So I just did one recently of Pete Alonso and a little leaguer that just loves Alonso. I put them in a booklet and had like a dual patch setup, and I put the kid, his picture in the reflection of Pete Alonso's shades. And I did another booklet that's similar to this with Aaron Judge and one of his fans too. And they come out great. Like, they're really neat. And plus, you know, just knocks the socks off the kids when they get them for a gift. You know, so that's really cool too. But anyway, so that does it for tonight. I just thought it was kind of a fun thing to think of, because every now and then people will ask me, you know, are custom cards worth anything? Or, you know, hey, what's this card that you just created? What's it worth? And I say, well, I mean, from a book value standpoint, nothing, you know, it's worthless. But that's not to say that it is worthless, because there's plenty of people that are willing to buy things. Like a Sylvester Stallone card of Rambo that I just did for somebody that was involved with him over there. I did a run of them for the shop that they are, they're friends with him or something like that. But anyways, one of them ended up selling recently for $1,600 for one card. So yeah, there's no book value to it, but you know, they're valuable to some people for sure. So but anyways, that does it for tonight. And you know, thank you as always for listening. If you want anything done or a quote or anything, reach out to me. My email is tanmanbaseballfan@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, thanks as always for listening. I hope you have a great rest of the day.